We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Reese on a Tuesday means Trey into Slay. Trey Thomas in studio from 3 to 4 to break down not only the offense but also the defense and the performance on Sunday. And then Darius Slay, Eagles cornerback, joins us at 4 o'clock. Ike Reese, what is up, man?
Holler at your boy, Johnny Marks.
I am going to holler at you right now. It's interesting that right after everything went down on Sunday, Giglio, I believe, wrote an article for 94WIP.com, saying that the expectation is that the Eagles will win the division now. Like, that should be the expectation, is that the Eagles win the division. Cowboys are down to their backup quarterback, an all-time bad defense. They should win. So here's the question. As we sit here on a Tuesday, what is the expectation now for the Eagles? And I know it was moral victory Monday yesterday.
Oh,
Ike.
Yeah, it was moral victory Monday. You coined it that. I didn't. I just went along with it, but I get it. Let me just go back here. You know, Joe Santaliglio and Elliot Schnorr Parks, you know, they come out with their articles all the time. And, you know, I want both of you to know that I see you. I just want you to know that. I see the both of you. You understand? The LTBB community sees you and your articles, and I read right through it like glass. Now all of a sudden, I'm sorry. You know, this isn't a pile on Dak Prescott. We all feel bad that Dak Prescott got injured. But we know the situation the Cowboys are in now. I'm sorry. Did the Eagles somehow, did their roster get better when Dak got injured? Is that what happened? Did we all of a sudden become a good defense? Right? Can we all of a sudden cover people all over the field? Quality quarterbacks instead of rookie quarterbacks? Is that the case now? Like, I know Travis Fulgham had a great day Sunday. And I'm with everybody else. I'm on the Travis Fulgham wagon. I love it. But I'm sorry, did everybody else wow you? Anybody else wow you Sunday with their performance besides Miles Sanders' big run? Anything else wow you, John? I mean, obviously outside of Carson.
Offensive line showed me that it can hold
a little
up.
Something, yeah, a little something. And listen, this isn't about matching the Eagles up versus the Cowboys. We'll get a chance to do that in a couple weeks. This is about looking at the schedule moving forward under the circumstances in which you're playing and the Cowboys. Because obviously opinions change because of the circumstances the Cowboys are now under.
Right?
That's what made opinions change, I'm imagining, for Joe and Elliot. Here's the thing, and this is not for me to kiss up to the Dallas Cowboys, because quite frankly, they aren't playing up to their level of talent. So I'm not telling you that the Eagles can't or won't win the NFC East. I'm just telling you, as I sit here today at 1-3-1, and the conditions in which this team is built under and how they're playing, I'm not ready to go there yet. What Dallas did was insert a 9-year, 3-time Pro Bowl quarterback. They didn't insert Nick Mullins for the rest of the year, right? I mean, like they didn't insert Dwayne Haskins for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They inserted a guy who has probably twice as many starts as Carson Wentz has under his belt. Probably twice as many starts. And he's certainly playing with much better talent. Certainly playing with much better talent. Again, Dallas has his own issues. I'm not telling you that the Eagles can't or won't win the NFC East. I'm telling you to expect that is putting unrealistic expectations. And I see both of you. Mm. You're only doing that because now you want to have something else to rip Carson about. That's what that's for if he doesn't meet that expectation. Yeah, I'm going to call it out right from the jump. We ain't going to even play with it. We're not going to even play with it. And I'm telling you where I'm coming from on this. I hope they do win the East. But to think somehow the Eagles became a better team than the Dallas Cowboys Sunday because Dak got injured and Andy Dalton is now their quarterback, well, that's either you're fooling yourselves or you're trying to set yourselves up for something else down the road.
Mm.
The Eagles got a long way to go to prove that they're the best team in this division and that they can win on a week-to-week basis. We have yet to put back-to-back games together on both sides of the football.
Mm.
We've yet to do that. Now, if they start doing that and we revisit this in about, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks or after they play the Cowboys, which is, what, 3 games from now?
Yeah.
Right? They play Baltimore, Giants, and then the Cowboys.
Yep.
Yeah. And they go two out of the three? Okay, then I'm willing to talk to you about it.
Yeah, if you beat the Cowboys in that first head-to-head battle, everybody's going to feel a lot
different about things. Yeah, then I'll talk to you. But as of right now, I can't say that right now.
Mm. I mean, I got to tell you, Jack, and you're part of it, the moral victory Monday yesterday, and I did coin it, but it seemed like a lot of people, Ike, were just happy. It was like, oh, Carson played well. We're so happy. And there was a part of me that did feel good because
you
saw Fulgham play well,
yes.
Right? And you saw Carson play well. So what I saw from the offense was very encouraging to me. And the fact that now you do have a wide receiver that, I mean, I'm not expecting him to now go away and not be good. I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowl or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that he can be a real contributor right now, and he already is. You're getting Dallas Goedert back. You're going to have to figure out Zach Ertz.
When are we getting Dallas Goedert back?
At some point.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I hadn't heard anything about that.
At some point you are.
The bye week.
Well, at some point these guys are going to be coming back.
Sure, but what would the record be at that point?
So the fact that...
I don't know what the record's going to be when everybody's healthy.
The fact that and you have to take a look at the Cowboys schedule too, because it is difficult. Just remember this, the New York Giants went into Dallas, and I'm not going to give them credit for 34 points because there was a defensive touchdown that they scored. So they had 27 offensive points. Okay. Keep this in mind. Their previous point totals heading into that game were 16 points, 13 points, 9 points, and 9 points. They scored 27 offensive points in Dallas against the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like the Eagles' offense is getting better, which a lot of Eagles fans do right now, and the Cowboys' defense continues to be bad, the worst defense in the league, almost historical, how bad they've been, how can I not have the expectation that the Eagles, who are only a half of a game out, play the Cowboys 2 times so they control their own destiny, essentially, if they beat them twice? Why wouldn't I have the expectation that this team can win the division? That is the expectation right now. The offense with Carson Wentz, the way they're playing, they should win this division right now. And you're right about this, Ike. They still have a lot. Dallas still has a lot of talent on offense. And Tony Dungy, after the game, said that this might be a blessing in disguise. And it sounded bad, but what he was really saying was that this will probably get the Cowboys back to running the ball more with Ezekiel Elliott, chewing up more clock, using the passing game kind of equally with the running game. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I think that the Cowboys' offense is going to be bad, because I don't believe that. There's a lot of talent, and Andy Dalton is still a good quarterback. It comes down to if you need a drive or if there's a big game. Dak Prescott, if he has the ball, I'm worried about Dak Prescott making a drive.
Well, listen, I don't want to besmirch Dak. He's going through some tough times. Right?
Over Andy
Dalton.
He's going
through tough times right now. Okay.
Andy Dalton.
That's fine.
Andy Dalton is their quarterback, and they could have done a lot worse with a backup quarterback who now becomes their starter, but he's still Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand for a second if you're not expecting the Eagles to win the NFC East right now.
Well,
that
why.
Should be the mentality.
That's fine. You can have any expectation you want. That's on you. That's on you. I'm just telling you, it actually has less to do with the Cowboys. I believe that's why the expectations have raised for others because of the Cowboys.
More to do with the Eagles.
Because of the Cowboys situation. That's why I believe now there's an expectation there. I'm still looking at my team. I'm still looking at my team, the Eagles. I'm looking at my team. And I'm telling you, this team, while they showed a little promise Sunday going up against Pittsburgh. I need to see more before I'm ready to take that leap and put my emotions and get my hopes all high again, and they should win. Nah. I've been fairly good on Sundays. And it's because they haven't given me anything to act crazy and have crazy expectations about. You want to put together a three-game winning streak? You want to beat Baltimore, New York, and then Dallas? Okay, goggles on. Green goggles and cape is on.
But not yet.
Can't do it yet. Can't do it yet, Jack.
Are you expecting the Eagles to win the NFC East, Jack Fritz?
I can't do it yet, Fritz.
Moral Victory Monday you were a part of?
Oh, big fan of Moral Victory Monday, especially when the especially when the quarterback plays like that. And listen, they should have won that game on Sunday against a very, I think, a very good Steelers team.
Well,
I'm not
going to
say they should have won.
They could have.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Jack?
No, they shouldn't have.
If the field goal had gone in, we still thought they could lose the game.
Yeah.
But they could have won the
game. If Hightower catches the ball in the end zone.
I'm with John on it. They could have won the game.
I think they left the win on the field on Sunday. That's just me.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, the division I don't think is that good. The Cowboys have a historically bad – historically.
Yeah,
it's the worst division
great
in football.
Great observation by you.
Listen, yes. They don't pay me the big bucks for nothing back here. 7-8-1 is probably going to win this division. And the division stinks. Do I want them to win the division? Is the best thing long term? No. Like it's probably not. It's not.
Why? What? Stop.
Because then it's going to give this stupid front office the idea that they're better than they are and they can flaunt that they made the playoffs three straight years.
Well, listen, if the young guys step up, Howie's going to have a leg to stand on. Come on now. If these young guys are the ones to carry them into the playoffs, we're going to be eating a little crow on Howie.
But Jack, I hear what you're saying with that, but like, who are they going to keep around? Who are they going to keep around if they do end up going 7-8-1 and making the playoffs? Are they going to keep somebody else around that they would have? Would have normally no.
No,
I mean, you know, JP will be back one more.
He's I think it's
that
officially.
I'm pretty sure he's not coming back again.
He's not coming back. So the question is, are you expecting the Eagles to win the NFC East? Ike says not yet.
Not
I can't
yet.
Say that yet.
Can't do it.
It's yes.
Won't do it.
215-592-94. Are you doing Mike Singletary in there? Can't do it. Won't do
can't
it.
Do it. Won't do it.
2-1. So your answer is yes, Fritz.
You never did give an answer.
No, yes, I think it's a bad thing long term, but yes, I'm expecting them to win the division.
Yes, that should be the expectation. Yes, they're a half game out. 215-592-9494.
I'm blaming you all. You better get this town riled up again. Here we go.
All they need is
7-8-1, baby.
All they need is six more wins, which isn't as easy as I might think it is. It's Marks and Reese. We start with the phones coming up next, but Cowboys lose their starting quarterback. Andy Dalton, certainly a very good backup, but their defense is horrible. Of course, we should be expecting the Eagles and Carson Wentz and Fulgham. DeSean Jackson's coming back. Marks and Reese. We'll come back and start with your phone calls. Trey Thomas in studio at 3 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
By itself, you know the can't do it, but you don't remember the rest of what he said because all you hear is can't do it. That's great. Mike Singletary. Mike's not doing it. Can't do it.
Not yet.
Can't do it. You know, the Twitter question is very interesting, and I'm somewhat surprised at the results here. And the question is, do you expect the Eagles to win the NFC East? Very simple. Right now, 52.6% say no.
Smart fans out there.
Man, I got to tell you.
Need a little more time to wait. They need a little more time.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is it time or is it you're still not sure if the quarterback is all the way back? Is that what it is?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
That
wasn't a question to me.
That's not a question for you.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
It's a question for the 52.6%. Because I would say that you're still not sure if Carson Wentz is back to being the Carson Wentz that you know and love. Because if he was and you were sure of that, there's no way that you'd be voting no to that poll. The NFC least. This is the worst division and I don't know how long.
No. It has nothing to do with Carson Wentz. Or maybe it has something to do with Carson Wentz. For some people, I don't know. I'm just looking at the entire team. Defense isn't that great.
Very true.
Now, if they had beaten Washington and Cincinnati already and they were sitting at 3-2, that's different.
Yeah, it'd be 100% that people
think. Well, I mean, yeah, you would feel better about the team.
Yeah.
You would feel better about the team. This isn't about lack of faith in one player or what have you. It's just looking at the collection of players and saying, I need to see them do it some more. They looked good Sunday on offense. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. But, I mean, are you still ready? Are you ready to say they're going to beat the Saints, Seattle, Green Bay, Dallas
maybe,
twice?
Maybe, no, no, yes, no.
Like, the idea of having to get into a shootout with the Cowboys, with CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Ezekiel Elliott going up against this defense, that doesn't bother you? Think about the Seahawks and DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson.
I think it comes down
I think about DeAndre Hopkins with Kyler Murray. Like, I mean, I don't even have to look at the Eagles' offense. I can just look at the defense, and I'm like, are we going to be able to stop anybody with a quality quarterback?
Cowboys have to play those same teams, though, and their defense might be worse.
No, to me, though, they have more to fight with. Like, you put more pressure on your offense if you can't stop anybody. Like, you put pressure on this offense to have to score 30-plus points.
All right, let's see what the people say. By the way, our Twitter question
is
brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. Vote Mark's Reese WIP. Get up there. We need John Middleton number of votes today. We need 9,000 votes to decide, Ike. All right, let's go to the phones. We have
not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Dallas. He's an Eagle fan, though. What's up, Scott? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Scott?
I think we have a pretty good chance of still winning this division. I don't want to say that I'm expecting it. But, I mean, if you look at it, the one thing that – the Cowboys gave up 34 points to the Giants. The Giants didn't even score 34 points in the three games before that combined. That defense is bad. Even as bad as our defense is, it's not nearly as bad as the Cowboys' defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to hang right there. Dalton's not bad. But, I mean, he's not – Dak was putting up historic numbers this year. He was looking best he's ever looked in his career. He's not going to be nearly as –
Yeah, but they weren't winning.
See, Scott, the thing is, people look at those numbers, and, again, I don't want to besmirch Dak because of where he's at right now, but Dak helped put them in holes. Like, Dak had turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, pick six last week. Like, Dak helped put them in a hole with his play, along with Ezekiel Elliott fumbling two or three times. Right?
I mean, he did.
Okay.
He did put him in holes, but I mean, if you look at the last 3 years of Dalton, too, he hasn't been great these last 3 years. He's had weapons. He's had AJ Green.
Scott,
he's had Mohamed Sanu.
Actually, here's the thing, though. When he had those guys, go look at his numbers. And I think the Bengals actually made the playoffs five straight years. Four or five. They didn't win a playoff game, but they made the playoffs in those years.
Mm. Yeah, I think they'll be
so
fine.
So you put talent around Andy Dalton. He's a serviceable, more than serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, I think
he'll
be fine
is.
With him.
Yeah, he just is.
They'll probably run the ball a little bit more, right? Ezekiel will may get some more carries. Pollard might get some more action.
Again,
he'll do some running himself.
Again, I'm focused less on the Cowboys, and I'm focused more on the Eagles. My view comes from the Eagles, not the Cowboys.
Okay.
Not the Cowboys. I'm going to have to repeat that several times today. It comes from what I see with the Eagles and the issues that we're having. That if we're saying over the next 11 weeks, all that's going to turn around and they're going to be good enough to go in and win this division. I don't know if it's going to take 7 or 8 wins to win this division. I don't know. I just know we haven't been able to play we haven't been able to play well for consecutive weeks.
Well, they can't even play a complete game yet.
Even the win they had against the 49ers, we only had 11 points into the fourth quarter. That's all I'm saying. I like what I saw Sunday. I like where it's headed. I just need to see more.
Let's go to Lamont's a Cowboy fan.
Oh, God.
Lamont, the Cowboy fan, how are you?
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hi, Lamont.
What's up, Lamont?
This is crazy, Ike.
What happened?
They think just because Dak went down is all over for the Cowboys. You got to be kidding me.
Well, it's really not crazy.
Yeah, I don't – listen, you know I'm not about to sit here and trumpet the horn for the Dallas Cowboys. That's not going to happen.
I know, but Ike, that backup quarterback is worth something, Ike. He's got the Cincinnati – you just said it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Put Cincinnati in the playoffs three years, 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Since he's been there. I mean, Andy Dalton ain't no pushover. Are you kidding me?
How about your defense?
The defense, you know, is shot, Mark.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. But even with Dak, you're only a half game ahead of the Eagles. So now you're losing Dak for a capable quarterback.
And if you want to see a real defense, wait till Baltimore gets you out this week. They're going to show you something. You got that kid, Jaleel Ward. He's a hell of a linebacker.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a good defense. I don't expect to win.
And Ike, yes, you're right about them other two guys. The two guys, what's his name and what's his damn name? From North Jersey. They come on at 6 o'clock.
Oh, Joe Santoligiglio.
Yo, yeah. Now Joe trying to make a name for himself by saying the Eagles gonna win. Come on, Joe, you gotta be kidding. I know you're listening.
Well, he's made a name for himself already.
Mm-hmm.
He may not like the name, but he's made a name for himself.
Yeah, well, so
he's a very fine radio host.
From a Cowboys fan perspective, maybe you think it's nuts that we would think that the Eagles can win this division. They're only a half game out right now. It's not nuts. It's just whether or not you expect this team to be able to win games, mm-hmm. right? Because they both have the remaining schedules of both teams are difficult. Right. Look at the Cowboys schedule. Look at the Eagles schedule. They're going to have to win games that you don't expect on paper for them to win games, right? Just to get to 7 wins,
mm-hmm.
both of the teams. And the Cowboys have a half game lead. But like, what about what you saw on Sunday with Carson Wentz and Travis Fulgham, and the fact that the offensive line, a bunch of young guys, you know, Lane Johnson, he's getting a second opinion on that ankle. Maybe he's going to be out for the rest of the season. Maybe he's going to miss significant time. We don't know.
I'm feeling better.
Well, I mean, so now you have a young core, and now you have an identity, right? We keep asking, like, what the hell is the identity of this team? What is the identity of the Eagles? Well, the identity is that you have a bunch of guys that no one expected to be there, and mm-hmm. now they have to learn to play together, and they have to shock the world. They have to win games, right? So I like a young team.
Well, shock the world doesn't sound like they should be expected to win.
Eagles fans, 53% of Eagles fans don't think that they can win the NFC East or a half a game back with the mm-hmm. Cowboys losing their starting quarterback, right? So, I mean, I would say that most mm-hmm. people or more people, especially Eagles fans, don't expect it, right? All they have to do is keep doing what they're doing, which is getting a little bit better every week. Right?
No, they got to win games, John.
Yeah.
You're talking about winning the division, they got to win games.
Yeah, if they play better next week than they did this week, they'll have a better chance against the Ravens, right? They played a good game against the Steelers. I don't expect them to beat the Ravens.
Okay.
Right? I don't. But if they continue to improve and they played as well as they did against the Steelers, they're going to win games. Like they're not like
okay, they're going to beat the Giants on Thursday night.
They're going to beat the Giants and they're going to beat the Cowboys. Like that's what you need them to do.
Well, you're exactly right. Yep. I need to see it first.
Yep, they got to be like they win that first Cowboys game. They beat the Cowboys. Everybody's going to think differently. Everybody's going to say, "All right, maybe we got something here."
Then it would be their first quality win of the season.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, probably. Let's go to Tom Bethlehem. Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
What's up, Tom?
Good show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
I think I've been drinking a little Ike juice because when I talked to Jack. I said the Eagles will, you know, they'll win their division, but you're raising some good questions.
You changed your mind while you were on hold.
What good questions is he raising?
Well, good questions is they have to demonstrate that they can win. I mean, getting better every week is fine, but
Cowboys
have to too.
What about the Cowboys?
Yeah, but again, are we going to focus on the Cowboys or are we going to focus on the Eagles?
Right, but like you're saying that they have to prove that they get better every week, they can play better and win games. The Cowboys have to do the same thing, but they're going to be doing it without their starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, and what about the Redskins? They already beat the Eagles.
Redskins are
Washington.
Washington, they're not very good.
Washington football team. But I do have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure you want to win the division. But how much of a percentage of their focus should be on preparing for the future? Because even if they win their division, how far are they going to go in the playoffs?
Not very far.
Well, they'll be right down there in South Philly. That's as far as it's going.
Yeah.
It's a home playoff game. Now, you know what? I got to wait and see the matchup.
They can win a game.
I mean, if they are the fourth seed, which they couldn't be any lower than, they would be hosting the fifth seed, right? Or the sixth seed. I don't know how they do it
I don't know.
Well, because the top six seeds play.
So is the new format, if you win the division, you get a certain seed, they didn't do away with
Tua plays seven, 3, we'll play 6, and 4, yeah, 4 plays 5.
4 or 5, so you get a home game.
Yeah, you get the home game against the number 5.
And remember, when the Seahawks were 7-9, they won their...
That's how they beat the Saints.
Yeah, they won their home game.
Yeah, they were 11-5.
But, I mean, the bigger picture is, like, should you be focusing on your young players? Like, I'll answer the question like this. I don't want Howie Roseman to make a trade at the trade deadline trying to acquire veteran players to put them over the top.
You ain't gonna have to worry about that.
Right. Like I'm not trying to go all in to win 7 games, but I think you can use your young players and gain them experience and still win games.
And see, here's where I'm at with this, because I heard the midday show on the way in, and they're still talking about what we talked about last week as well, and I know they talked about it also. It's a topic that's going to be out there until it's resolved. What do you do with Alshon and Deshaun when they come back? When some of these guys come back, what do you do with them? I understand building with the young guys. I get that. But if you want to win football games, depth is needed. And so wouldn't you like, instead of having Travis Fulgham and Greg Ward and John Hightower out there for 60 snaps, if they played 35 snaps? Now, the problem is, do the older guys go along with this, or do they cause a problem?
Yeah.
That's going to be the problem, because the Eagles are in a financial situation with these guys also, right? So you're asking older guys to, what, stay on the sideline?
Does it affect chemistry, the healthy chemistry that seems to be happening with Carson and the kids?
So if you're going to do that, you're going to have to decide to move on from them. Because I don't know if they would be happy not playing.
Yeah, and they probably have a better idea than we do as far as
what
they're like right now. Because you get an idea of what kind of attitude Alshon has right now. Now, first game they come back and they're only out there for 20, 25 snaps. Who knows?
Well, I would imagine that's what it's going to be. See, I think you already saw it with Deshaun. That's why he might not have been necessarily happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
He may not have known going in that this is what they were going to do, and they just decided to do it. I don't know. But it's going to be something very similar to that, is that even if they start the games, they won't necessarily play as many snaps.
Well, I mean,
those young guys will be out there.
Fulgham deserves to be out there. It's not even like, but you got to develop him. No, he has been their best wide receiver in a couple of years, at least in one game.
Two games. So, I'm sure Marlon Humphrey, he's on their radar this week.
Yeah, so now they know who he is and what his number is and how to pronounce his last name.
Yes. So,
all that
stuff. I said, I like what I see, but the NFL is a week-to-week league.
Yep.
We've seen guys do well for a couple of weeks. We tend to fall in love with those guys. It's not a shot at Travis Fulgham, but that's what we do.
Well, it's just reality. Would you consider moving some of these veteran guys? Like, listen, Zach Ertz's name is going to be coming up as we get to this trade deadline later this
month. Well, I got to know what's up with Dallas Goedert before I do anything with Zach Ertz. Dallas Goedert broke his ankle, didn't he? I don't know how long he's going to be out. Didn't they say it was a fracture?
At least a couple more weeks. Yeah. Well, I mean, because if you trade Zach Ertz now, you don't have anybody to replace him. You have Richard Rodgers and
Richard Rodgers.
And the guy you just brought up from the practice squad. Don't even know his name.
Jake Kroom? Is it Kroom? Is that his name?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't think they would do anything with Zach right now.
Yeah, it seems like you're better off with him, right? Than opposed to what you're going to do. Yeah, you need him. Honestly, you need him to turn it around. You need him to figure this out with Carson.
You need him to play better. I still think there's a speed element missing. I know they're trying to showcase John Hightower's speed, but it don't look like Rager's and DeSean Jackson's speed.
Mm.
It looks more like Nelson's speed.
Mm. Let's go back to the phones. We have Scott, Burlington, New Jersey.
It's not slow, but that's not blazing.
It's not Deshaun, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
What's up, Scott?
First of all, the Eagles are winning the division, so I don't even need to talk about it. I have another question for you guys.
Yeah.
Would you take letting JT Realmuto walk and sign Trevor Bauer and Chris Bryant?
Ooh.
Trevor Bauer and Chris Bryant.
Well, Bryant's not a free agent, so.
Yeah,
Bryant will be next year. Bauer is this year.
Well, that's going to cost you more than Realmuto.
So Bauer has said that he's willing to do one-year contracts.
Oh.
Or shorter-term contracts or whatever.
He basically just wants to sign a bunch of one-year deals. That's what he wants.
That's a strange bird, man.
Very strange.
Yeah. And on one-year deals, there's no way we would be able to control him.
To answer the question, I'd be fine with – I mean, honestly, if you as long as you're signing players that can help you, if it's another starting pitcher, mm-hmm. and Real Muto's a very good player, but I don't think it's a be-all, end-all. You have to have him, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm preparing myself for signing no one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I mean, I've never heard an owner cry poor and losses as much as John Middleton has, and then all of a sudden goes out there and spends nearly $100 million or $50 million on somebody that's significant. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, it's the dots are connecting with
no.
We're losing $100-some-odd million. Let me sign JT Realmuto to $150 million contract.
Right, yes.
Meanwhile, the Yankees are being looped into this, and they're losing $430 million this year, while the Phillies are losing $180.
The Yankees are losing $400 million.
It's not losing money.
It's how much they would have made.
Losing projected revenue. So it's not their.
I got you.
It's just whatever.
So it's money they would have made.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but until you have
that's
that
still
money.
Still a lot of money, yeah, though, man.
But, no, it's, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to.
Million?
I'm not trying to pretend that it's not significant.
Hold on, the Yankees getting that on an annual basis?
Well, they sell out pretty much every game.
TV contract
is massive.
Yeah, their TV contract's a lot. But, like, I always believed, like, that until you have that money, you can't lose it. So even though you're projected to make that,
right.
to call it a loss means that you had it and you didn't have it. It's what you were projected to make.
Right.
Right, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't say, like, hey, this is what we were going to make. But when you say we're going to lose this much money, that's deceptive.
Yes, I agree.
And, by the way, I don't remember an owner saying we're going to spend stupid money and then just a couple years later not signing – their own free agent.
Well,
can you recall that, Ike? 215-592-9494.
It's going to be a long winter.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Hey, the Flyers will be back. When will they be back?
I have no idea. It's not going to be October, that's for sure. Like normally. All right, we'll come back. More of this. I am really surprised. It's weird because you get more people on Twitter saying they're not expecting it, and we're getting more phone calls saying I do expect it. Mm-hmm. So get in. 215-592-9494. With the Eagles going forward this season, is the expectation now, yes, they should win the division. We'll get into it. Trey Thomas is joining us at 3 o'clock. And coming up next, the city of Philadelphia announced that it's allowing some fans in the stands starting with this weekend's game. We'll give you all the info and how you can attend the games. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But hey, listen, if you're in the market for a new car, but you're stressed out about health and safety when going to a dealership, then keep it safe and easy with Get a Car. Get a Car was built for times like these, so check it out. It's Get It with two T's, GETTACAR.com. Check them out. So you're browsing the largest selection at the lowest price. You see a car that you like, and I was just on Get a Car this morning. Saw a couple Jeep Wranglers that I liked. But so you select a car that you like, and you say, okay, I'd like to test drive that. Get a Car brings the car to your door, to your house. It's contactless delivery. They sanitize the vehicle to the highest grade, right? And then you test drive the car in your neighborhood. And if you like it, you keep it. If you don't like it, then you say, okay, take it back, take it away. I don't want it. And you can do that with Get a Car. And even if you like the car, keep it, but you still have a full refund within 7 days. This is the way to buy a car in 2020. They will deliver it to your door to test drive in your neighborhood. That's Get It with two T's, spelled GETTACAR.com. And they're offering $250 this month towards your new car. Just use promo code WIP. That's promo code WIP at GetACAR.com. That's GETTACAR.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.